Well, hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. It's a fantastic, sunny, clear sky day down here in Florida. Hope everybody is having an awesome week so far. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful, and I'm just happy to be back here in Florida, even though it's much cooler in North Carolina. But the sun here today is nice. The weather here is really, really beautiful today, and so we're blessed to be here, buddy. So I'm happy we're here. I want to start off with a show here. This is the story today. There was a guy earlier this year, basically was in Poland. His name was Max Spiers, S-P-I-E-R-S. And the reason I bring him into this, he really was into alternative news, into history. And he died on his friend's couch in Poland after he vomited 2 liters of black blood. Now, basically, the Polish government, he's 39 years old, said that he died of natural causes. No autopsy was performed. His phone and his laptop were never found, and he ended up in a situation where he just, you know, was pushed under the rug. Well, they're reopening up an investigation into his death now because they don't know why in the world he died, and they're trying to figure out what the autopsy is going to show and why he died. He said he was very scared that he was going to be sacrificed in a human sacrificial ritual to his girlfriend before they killed him. And he was doing deep research into black magic and satanic rituals. So here's the things they said he was crazy for believing. He believed that the Fourth Reich was incorporated into the United States Secret Service and into the United States CIA during Operation Paperclip. He believed the Dulce base was something more than we think it was over there in New Mexico. He also believed that 9/11 was an inside job. He went into detail and talked about the human race is controlled by TV, government propaganda, and falsified history. He thought that the assassination of JFK and death of Princess Diana were brainwashing rituals. I would call that shock doctrine, and that 9/11 was a false flag operation. And here's what I want to bring him up today. He said that black magicians rule the world. Now, guys, you've heard me say the exact same thing dozens of times on this show. We, the people of the United States, gave our elected officials, our Congress, the right to rule over us, to live a separate life, to live a life of royalty. We've given them that authority and ability because we vote them into power without term limits. They have turned around and given them power over to the military-industrial complex because of they've been blackmailed or because they've been bribed or because they've been compromise in some other way. They've turned around and given this over to these black magicians through the CIA. He is exactly right. See, he said that black magicians rule the world. Max thought that black magicians were the top of the New World Order because they could manipulate electromagnetic energy to serve themselves, which is the energy field around the planet. He thought they used rituals, sacrifice, sex and death to raise energy and then use it to create the reality they want. He also implied that there's a battle taking place between the priests and the scientists who are supposedly developing technology to govern mankind. He also thought that Prince Charles and Jimmy Savile, which we know, and the Bush family were involved in all of this. And he was also said that he was involved in a mysterious operation, MK Ultra program, when he was young. So it was one of those things that I don't know what else he believed, but pretty much everything he's saying here has basis in reality. And so we hope and pray for his family's sake that they can find out who in the world did this to him, who poisoned him, what was done to him, and they can figure out who he is. So we need to agree with that. Also, we've got another friend of mine. Her son attempted to commit suicide with Tylenol and now has been hospitalized, probably going to need a liver transplant. And she asked me if I could help and we could pray. And so I'm asking you guys all to pray for him. His last name is Rogers. So please pray for Mr. Rogers that he's going to recover from this. And we'll just believe God together that he's going to. Let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for Mr. Rogers. I ask you to be with him. Help him, Lord. Help his liver to recover. And Lord, whatever caused him to attempt suicide, I bind that in the name of Jesus. Nothing is ever that bad that you need to do stuff like that. And so, Father, please help him to get restored spiritually, so that he no longer has a desire to do that, and help the doctors to try to do what they can, Lord, to restore his liver functioning, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. But I want to cover those two things first thing this morning, Austin. Also, with this royal family, this royal Saudi family, which Saudi Arabia is about to go into a civil war if they don't get something under control over there, there's a major problem. These guys are directly linked in with the Bushes. The Bushes have lost control in the United States and in this New World Order. I guess they've been put back on the back burner. And a lot of these guys were actually linked in directly through skull and bones with George Bush. Many of them have homosexual ties to the Bush family and the Bush cartel. And I could go into more detail with that, but I don't want to talk about that today. And so it's one of those things that we just need to continue to believe God that this group of people that are manipulating the planet and trying to bring in this new world order are continually exposed, and that we can continually proclaim Yeshua as Lord and Yahweh is the King of Kings and the Lord of the universe. And this is what we have to understand, guys. It's all part of what we believe and do while we're here on this planet that's going to directly control how much authority and power these guys have. So we have to all agree together in prayer that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and that our footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And I believe that with all of my heart, Austin. What do you think?
That's excellent. No, you're absolutely right, because that's what I told the listeners yesterday when I was on the show about that shooting yesterday. I said, these guys are satanic. I said, the reason why they tried to pick this the next time was because they want to put fear in people's hearts, especially about church. They want to make it so people are scared. And I said, God has not given us a spirit of fear at all. And so we all have to stand together as Christian patriots with one another and stand firm and make sure that we are not living in fear, but we are standing in unity with one another and having faith in God Almighty that we can have the strength to be able to fight this off and take back this country and hopefully be able to push this away for quite some time now, because you got to remember, these guys don't, they can do a lot, but they can't control everything. That's why they're so bent on trying to take away all of our rights all the time, because there's still a huge aspect, especially in the United States, that they can't control. And one of those is the guns. They cannot stand having an armed populace with this type of weaponry in the civilian population. They hate it. So they're going to do everything they can. And this is why I went into detail yesterday. So if you guys want to go into detail about what I talked, listen to the show yesterday, as far as on what we need to do together and to stay protected and to stay strong with one another. Also, too, in other news that is, I thought is quite odd, this obviously shows you that all we're doing is burning through money as we always do in the government. The White House now is requesting another $4 billion for missile defense systems to fight threats against North Korea. They're saying that this request supports additional efforts to detect, defeat, and defend against any North Korean use of ballistic missiles against the United States. The supplemental budget, and this is the part that I got a kick out of, the supplemental budget request also sent to Congress Monday also asked for $1.2 billion more dollars for the new Afghanistan strategy and almost $700 million just to repair the two Navy ships badly damaged and fatal collisions this summer. My whole aspect of this is, what are we also doing with the other almost $700 billion in the defense budget that we just raised up another $50 billion this year? I don't really understand that. This money is like going into a black hole. It's said on here, and this is the next part that I wanted to make sure I reiterated, because you guys need to know what they're doing here. They're telling us right here what they're about to do. The request would also provide about $1.2 billion for the administration's new Afghanistan strategy, which the request says would support the deployment of another 3,500 more U.S. troops to Afghanistan. The additional resources would enable the Department of Defense to deploy an additional 3,500 troops, and including funding for urgent needs and special operations forces capabilities. Why the heck are we funneling billions of dollars and more troops into Afghanistan when we know there is absolutely no legitimate purpose for us to be in that country? Oh, that's right. We want to keep the opiate crisis going in the United States and globally, Dad. But I just thought that was so ironic that they need another $4 billion for missile defense systems, like they don't get enough money as it is in the DOD, and now they need another $1.2 billion for additional troop addition in the Afghanistan region, because we're just over there fighting ISIS every day. We need to make sure we continue to funnel money into a failing country that we don't even need to be in, that we never were invited in, and all we've done is ruin everything over there like we do in every country, except for the poppy fields, which have grown 40 times since we invaded them in 2001.
Well, the whole thing about it is, Austin, is that, you know, we know as well as our listeners that it's the opium, it's the Afghan money. I think it's over $200 million a day we have spent in this wars in the Middle East since 2001. I think the actual number is $230 million a day. Look that on your switch for a second. I mean, you know, if you had $230 million you could live like a king for the rest of your life. Shoot, if you had $10 million, you could live like a king for the rest of your life. I mean, $230 million every day. Click, 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 click. I mean, unbelievable. But remember, yeah. It's $1.3 trillion coming in out of opiates and Afghan heroin and OxyContin into the United States through the black market, through the CIA, and through the Cosa Nostra, the mafia in New York, and the Italian mafia. All of this stuff is going on right under our noses, and they're doing their best to completely get the entire population, to the best of their ability, either addicted to prescription drugs or to aftermarket drugs or illegal drugs like the opiates. They're trying everything they can to debilitate and destroy the minds of the American population to render this once great republic a complete and total drug-addicted basket case. That's what they're trying to do. One more note on the church over there in Texas. The man had to basically pull his gun out and shoot the guy. I wish that everybody in that church would have had a concealed weapons permit and that everybody in that church was carrying, and the guy would have pulled his AK or his AR-15 out or started shooting through the windows or whatever, and everybody would have simultaneously returned fire. That would have stopped this mess. That would have stopped this mess. And it's frustrating to me when I go into churches and they have no weapons allowed. Because here's the thing, guys, and the pastor needs to deal with this himself. If the pastor's scared that somebody's going to shoot him, I got that in today's climate, especially with Antifa and George Soros. Just put up a one-inch plexiglass shield across the stage and be done with it. That's easy enough, all right? But if the pastor is preventing people who are legitimate concealed carry holders from coming in to defend themselves and their families if they're in that church, especially if it's legal in that state, then at that point in time, we've got to ask a question, you know, is this pastor using his best judgment by doing this? I know that in some churches that I've gone to, especially some of the Southern Baptist churches and Free Will Baptist churches, the only thing you need to do if somebody starts opening fire with a machine gun or an AK-47 in there is to make sure you take cover so you don't get caught in crossfire of all the people in the church firing back. Now, that's the church I want to be. You do it in Chuck Baldwin's church out there in Montana, they open carry weapons into the church. Notice there are no people coming into Chuck Baldwin's church and shooting people. They have open carry in Montana, and they're open carrying into his church. He welcomes that, and it ends up making a very, very avid deterrent for the people who want to do shooting. Remember, almost always these guys are complete and total mind control victims. They basically are selecting what we call soft targets. And that's what they do. So this is an open warning to all the folks who go to church on a regular basis. Really make sure that you have protection at the church and that you have enough people that you know in there who are carrying concealed weapons, or you need to get a concealed weapons permit if it's okay with your pastor, if it's not private property. If it is private property, the pastor says you can't do that. I would really evaluate whether or not I wanted to go to that church or not. That's just my personal opinion, Austin. What do you think? And we'll change topics.
That's very accurate. That's exactly my exact take on it. That's why I told the listeners yesterday. It's from our, even from the founding of this country, it was our right and it was our duty to protect one another and provide security for ourselves, our family, and our friends alike. Sitting back and relying on law enforcement is usually never a good idea. And that's exactly right. If that individual would have picked a church that people were open carrying in, and this guy would have, because first off, he shot inside, he was from outside the church and he shot into the church, first off. Then he reloaded and went into the church and started shooting. Well, first off, if somebody's shooting from outside the church, that's giving you ample time to lay down, draw your weapon, figure out where the shooting's coming from, getting covering or concealment and then once he approaches the church or you see him out of a window or he tries to enter the premises and walk through the door, you can light him up like a Christmas tree. The problem was nobody in there had any heavy weapons or any light weapons that they were carrying on their person whatsoever, so it just ended up being a very soft target and unbelievably unfortunate. And it was just sad. But, yes, also, too, in other news, with the bump fire stocks, it looks like the Senate Judiciary Committee is planning to hold a hearing on bump fire stocks this week. The spokesman for Senator Chuck Grassley confirmed on Monday the Senate panel will hold a hearing on the devices. I really hope this is a complete and total dud and nothing goes through with this. I talked about this last month after the Vegas shooting, that if these guys are allowed from a congressional standpoint to come in and start regulating what type of furniture and what type of accessories we place on our weapons, that is literally going to be a huge huge blow to the Second Amendment and the Patriot Movement, because these have already been deemed on three different rulings by ATF, who's actually the individuals who are supposed to handle this. You know, granted, I don't like ATF, but that's what they've been granted as far as from Congress. Congress handed them that job. Now Congress is wanting to go in and start regulating accessories that go on weapons, when ATF has already said multiple times that they ruled this product does not cause a weapon to turn into a machine gun. It is not selected for ATF approval, and it is not issued under the National Firearms Act. It is simply a stock that moves back and forth. That is it. And so multiple Republicans now are trying to go against this. They've even contacted ATF, and ATF has still not gotten back with them. So they don't care either. So I thought that was just an interesting situation, Dad, that they're really still trying to push with this. But we got to make sure we contact these guys and let them know under no certain terms, if you have any options to get a hold of your local congressman or your legislators, anybody, to make sure this is not something we approve of whatsoever. I don't even believe for a second a bump fire stock was even used in that shooting. I think that was a complete and total ploy to try to make these things banned, because they want to open up that door of giving Congress the ability to go in and start banning accessories. And this is what I told you guys. The next thing they can say is, well, stage two are competition triggers that have very light pull and very thin reset. Those can be shot very rapidly too. So we need to make sure all weapons have to have a 15-pound trigger on them now. And, you know, weapon sights like scopes and EOTechs and red dots, those make it more accurate to shoot faster. So those have to be controlled now. Now you need a tax stamp and approval from ATF to order to purchase that. And, you know, a grip that goes on the front end, the forearm grip or vertical grip that goes on your AR, that needs approval too. You're going to have to get a permit to have one of those on your weapons. That's where it's going, guys. I promise you that is exactly what these liberals want to take this to. That's why they're trying to ban these bump fire stocks. Again, I do not believe for a second there was a single bump fire stock used in that shooting whatsoever. From the smoothness and the cyclical rate that I heard in all those videos, it does not seem at all that a bump fire stock was used, Deb.
Total obfuscation. Again, I was watching that movie last night, America's Sniper, Chris Kyle. And they were showing him at the very end of the movie where he took that one mile shot. I think it was it was 2,000 yards over a mile, and to knock out another sniper. And I was watching, they had a close up of the trigger pull on his 50 caliber Barrett, and he had a trigger, a competition trigger on that gun, because when you look at the 50 caliber Barrett, when you shoot one, a standard one, it's got a super long, almost like a 3/4-inch trigger pull. It's really, really long, because they don't want you discharging that weapon by accident. And this weapon he had last night, Austin, it wasn't a two-stage trigger, but it was a one-stage trigger, but it only had like 1/8 of an inch trigger pull on it for a real light trigger, because he doesn't want to move that gun when he's pulling the trigger for a long-distance shot like that. So that's what they want to get rid of. They want to get rid of all of this accuracy. The bump fire stops, to me, is a joke. It really is. This is just opening up a whole thing of things they want to try to control. By the way, the Secret Service has arrested a man who traveled to D.C. from Texas to kill all white police. He was arrested in D.C. His wife actually called up and narked him out and said he was coming up there to kill white police officers. The sad part about this is this insane... listen to me, guys. I'm going to say something for just a second. This is going to sound weird, and I'm going to try to say it in the right way. You know, my mom was from Germany. I'm very proud of that. I mean, she came over in 1952 after World War II, and I learned to speak German as my first language. I never had to learn German. I just knew German because it was one of those things that it was just... When your mom speaks German, or your mom, or anybody who raises you speaks German, or even Spanish or anything else, you don't have to learn that language. That becomes your, in German you call it Muttersprache, or mother's language. And so you end up learning that language because you become that person's child and you learn how to communicate with them. Now, what's funny about this, I've had to deal with this being a German and all of this anti-German rhetoric because of World War II, because of the Versailles Treaty, because of what happened, you know, for the past 100 years, all of this stuff, because of Adolf Hitler, who wasn't even German, by the way, who was an Austrian. I've had to deal with this blowback being German my entire life. to the point that when my sister got married and her last name was changed, she told me, she goes, I'm so happy I no longer have a last name that's German because I am tired of dealing with the blowback from other scientists and groups of people who realize what you have is a German name and they want to ask you all of these questions about this. Now, I don't feel that way. I'm very proud of my heritage. I'm very proud that I'm white. But as Germans, we have been basically singled out as the group of people that want to have war and do all kinds of bad things all the time. And I remember a few years ago, I was at it was a SHOT show over in Orlando, which is this huge show where they had machine guns and everything else there. And there was a guy who was from Canada, and he was working in this country selling weapons and weapon systems and really nice stuff. And I started talking to him. He had a real strong German accent. And I asked him, I said, where are you from? And he goes, Canada. I said, no, you're not. You're German. He goes, no, I'm not German. And I started speaking German to him. He goes, well, I am German. He goes, but I can't let people know that I'm German because they're very prejudiced against Germans. And you think, wow, that's ridiculous. This mindset, this whole thing they tried to do to us, to the German people, and have continued to do it with all the Nazi propaganda that they put out since 1946. Even though, remember this, they're telling everybody how bad Adolf Hitler was. And Adolf Hitler had some real problems. I admit that. And he killed a lot of people. I admit that. But Stalin made Adolf Hitler look like a cheap fry. I mean, Stalin killed 10 times more people than Hitler did. But what was crazy about this is because Stalin was our ally, we can't talk about him. So what they did is they demonized the German population. Now because they're trying to get us into war with Russia, they're trying to demonize the Russian people, and they're using the mass media as a propaganda tool to do that. Now, the reason I said all of that is this. Now they're coming after white people. Now white people are the bad people. And guys, there are white people that are doing the same thing now. They are apologizing for being white. They are apologizing if they're not politically correct enough. They're apologizing for being successful. They're apologizing for white privilege because they feel guilty because of their skin color. This stuff has to stop. I have dealt with this my entire life with my German background. People who have not experienced that have no idea what I'm talking about, but now they want everybody to feel inferior who's white. Now, New York professor is now bashing white families that to produce white children. She says they're racist. I'm going to read you this article real quick. Jesse Daniels, a critical social psychology professor of the Graduate Center at the City University of New York, says if a white person is trying to dismantle white supremacy but is producing white children, they are part of the problem. These people, by the way, nauseate me. She asserts that white families offer protection for racists and therefore support white supremacy. I don't even know what to say about this. She continues to say that the family can be thought of as an inherently conservative force in society, and white families offer protection for racists. She also said white people are passing down housing wealth to their children. They are reproducing inequality and encouraging racial segregation. If you're producing white children, you're part of the problem, she says. I mean, I cannot believe that people like this actually are professors in these incredibly liberal universities, and they're indoctrinating the youth. Guys, I'm going to say this again, and I'll say it until the day they plant me and I check off the planet. I am proud I am white. I am proud I am German. I am proud I am an alpha male. I am proud I am a heterosexual alpha male. I am proud that I am a Christian. I am proud that we live in the United States and we have gun control. We have guns and the right to have guns and protect ourselves. I am proud of all of these things. So if this makes me a bad person, these people who think so can stuff it. I don't care anymore. I have had enough of it, Austin. I'm not going to pander to these people anymore. I'm going to speak what I say, and what I say is how it's going to be as far as me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. I mean, that's how it is. And it makes me unbelievably angry. I'm trying not to go into a tirade here about why these people think they can hammer Germans, or they can hammer Russians, or they can hammer the Chinese, or they can hammer the North Koreans, or they can hammer now white people. Are you kidding me? No, this is all part of Cloward Piven. This is all part of mass programming. This is all part of mass brain control. This is part of the population now that has been so dumbed down, they look at their own skin color and they're white, and they're ashamed that they're white. What the heck are you supposed to do? Go out and get shoe polish and cover up your skin, pretend like you're not white. These guys are a bunch of idiots. The problem is they want to destroy the Protestant work ethic. They can't stand Protestants. They can't stand white Christians because we are the people in Europe who developed, you know, we have the, gosh, I'm trying not to get too excited here. I'll start slurring my words. We are the ones that had the Industrial Revolution. We are the ones that kept Europe out of the Dark Ages and pulled Europe out of the Dark Ages. We are the ones that came to the United States and completely changed this entire continent. Look at Africa, what a mess Africa's in. There are pockets of Africa that are extremely well run, extremely nice places to live, but invariably these governments are overthrown or people start cooing in those countries and taking over and shooting everybody. We don't have that problem in the United States. What we have in the United States right now with this massive immigration that they're doing under the Obama administration, which is being controlled through the Rothschilds, through the George Soros Foundation, through these grants, and through all of these things they do with the CIA, is to disrupt the United States genetics. They're trying, this is cultural class white warfare to destroy the United States, because quite frankly, we are the ones that are trying to stop all of this stuff. There are a few people out there that are black, like Charles Butler, who's telling the truth of what's going on, who's a Navy officer, flew jets off the top of carriers, and some other people that are doing this. But the vast majority of the alternative news are white people telling the truth. The vast majority of people who are not immunizing their children in the United States are white people. The vast majority of the people that are not immunizing their children in the United States are educated college professionals in the United States, because we all started to realize there's a major problem with the media lying, continuing to lie, and telling us that being white is bad, and we need to be ashamed of the fact that we're white. They can pound salt. I've had enough of these people, and I'm going to stand here with my last breath for the rest of my life and tell them they're all a bunch of buffoons, and that I don't sign for this stuff, and I'm not going to be part of this stuff, and I'm going to continually oppose this new world order as long as I possibly can. Austin, what do you think?
No, that was very well said, man. I mean, you definitely, and this is what I talked about yesterday in the one article where, you know, the coordinated four-channel campaign, they started putting signs up all across universities in the United States and Canada to see if the media and the leftists and the journalists were going to go completely berserk with the sign saying, it's okay to be white. And they said, anybody could put a sign up with any color on there. You could say it's okay to be Hispanic or brown or black or, you know, whatever name you want to put under there. And there's no racial pretext to it. But because you put a sign up that said it's okay to be white, I mean, there were people that were literally in uproar about it. I mean, just absolutely all this stuff that I told you guys yesterday, the University of Kansas student body president, Mady Womack, she blatantly said, it is shameful that anyone would use these posters to promote a racist agenda. And so this is exactly what Dad's talking about. And that's why I went into detail on this article yesterday, because everybody has to realize it doesn't matter what your heritage is. It doesn't matter where you're from or where you're born. As long as you want to respect everyone and you want to basically encourage everyone and you want to try to make this country greater, that's awesome. We're all equal. Now, if you want to come here and you want to basically just go in this country and run through it and take everything you can for free and completely ruin it and attack people and shoot people and do nothing but just sadistic behavior through here and provide nothing positive for this country, you need to get out. Nobody wants you here. Nobody likes you. Nobody wants to be around you. That's just as blunt as I can be about it. But just the majority of Americans that want to be here, that want to help this country, we have to stop this whole nonsense with this racial tension and baiting into this garbage now. Oh, you need to be ashamed for the color of your skin. Guys, that you can't get much more racist than that by telling somebody that. That's insanity to me. So, yeah, I really hope that we as Americans can really put it into this and really progress further and get past this nonsense, because the only reason it's still the way it is right now and it's gotten so bad again primarily is because of the mainstream media and the Obama administration, who've intentionally put a flame under this stuff and incited so much racial hatred again, because they've even shown polls, all types of different surveys, that before pretty much 2007, 2008, the racial tensions in the United States were like some of the lowest they had ever been before in history. As soon as he got in office, he made sure every time something happened, it was a racial issue. It was a racial issue. If you don't like me, you're racist. If you say this, you're racist. I mean, I remember seeing it down here with the whole George Zimmerman Trayvon case when he got shot. That was a horrible incident. The kid was 17 and he got shot. Granted, he jumped on Zimmerman, but the whole situation escalated and it was nothing positive came out of it. But of course, the mainstream media literally baited everybody into thinking it was a blatant racist case, and this guy attacked Trayvon, making him look like he was 12 years old. I remember watching the television, and they're literally showing these Olin Mills mugshots of Trayvon when he was 11 and 12 years old. I mean, like a little child. And they're showing, they show the mugshot of George Zimmerman, and they labeled him white, even though he's not white at all. He blatantly said he's clearly Hispanic. Yeah. And so they did it as soon as it happened, and everybody's going, what in the world? This is ridiculous. This fat white guy shot this little 12-year-old boy. This is ridiculous. We can't let this stand. Everybody flipped out. And then all of a sudden, the media kind of started falling on its face when everybody realized, well, this kid wasn't 12. He was 17, and he didn't look like he was a child. He looked like he was a grown man that was 6 foot tall and 170 pounds. And Zimmerman wasn't white. He was Hispanic, and he got jumped on when he was trying to find out why this kid was walking around the neighborhood. And the whole thing just escalated. And it was all because the mainstream media and Obama incited the racial tension purposely to try to create conflict. That's what it came down to, guys. And as sad as it was to see that down here in Florida, it was never the same after that incident. There was so much tension after that. Everybody was just all an uproar about it. And yet, it really wasn't anything different than a normal city with a normal issue with somebody getting shot. It's never okay when somebody dies. It's not good at all. But when's the last time you heard the mainstream media talk about the 58 people that got shot last weekend in Chicago, the 12 people that died from gunshot-inflicted wounds, that was 99% black-on-black crime? I'm not saying that justifies anything. That's horrific up there. I feel so sorry for the families that are trying to live up there and do that. Yeah. But again, it doesn't fit the media agenda of what they're trying to push. So they just sweep that under the rug, don't talk about it, pretend like it's not happening, like they haven't had, what, 500-something homicides already this year. Let's not talk about it. Let's pretend that it's not there. Let's just focus on everything else and blame every other person for what's going on. So, yeah, Dad, it's definitely interesting. Now, but yeah, that article that you brought up with that girl, that's just nauseating to me when people start that complete and total nonsense rhetoric like that.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I mean, and I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. If I was black, I'd be proud I was black. If I was Hispanic, I'd be proud I was Hispanic. I'm not saying that white people are any better. I'm just saying that we're not, when we get born onto this planet, we don't get to pick our skin color. And we might as well have a decent self-esteem and realize that God doesn't make junk. I'm going to say that again. God doesn't make junk. God made you the way you are. You were created in God's image. And so why in the world are we to be ashamed of how we were created if God created us? So that's the whole nonsense of all of the stuff that I can't stand. By the way, the king of Saudi Arabia has arrested 11 royal princes. Lebanon's prime minister has resigned. So this thing in Saudi Arabia is turning into a real mess over there, as I think this is blowback and pushback from the petrodollar and the shifting of Saudi taking yuan and gold for their oil, trying to shake loose of the American George Soros, Rothschild, Rockefeller agenda, which they've been engaged with since the 70s, since we implemented the petrodollar. And again, whenever countries decide they don't want to do what they're supposed to do, I've noticed the country doesn't stay around very long. By the way, the EPA chief now in Washington is requiring 24-hour security after shutting down inefficient and corrupt programs. U.S. Scott Pruitt, the administrator of the EPA, sued the federal agency 14 times when he was attorney general of Oklahoma. He is currently being guarded around the clock because of threats on his life. Since taking over for the EPA, he has saved an estimated $30 billion by cutting waste and fraud. For example, he replaced the EPA advisory panels with independent experts instead of people who depend on EPA for grant money. Pruitt rescinded the EPA's regulation called the Waters of the United States Act that were merely a scheme for federal zoning and confiscation of private land. I mean, guys, I will give Trump credit. He is doing some things behind the scenes that we're not seeing and we're not hearing about that are actually very, very good. Austin, what do you think?
Yeah. No, I mean, there's definitely no question about it. It's just when I see the money getting funneled into Afghanistan and stuff like that, it really bothers me. Here's another thing that's pretty strange that I just saw today in an article. The Texas National Guard has added cell phone spying technology to its surveillance aircraft to assist the DEA now in counter-narcotic operations. According to the contract documents obtained by the Texas Observers, the Texas National Guard spent over $373,000 last year on the controversial cell site simulators. Now, if you guys remember a while back ago, I talked about the Stingray devices that were old school, that basically could pick up, they acted like cell phone towers, and they could pick up targeted cell phones and basically listen to them. And they essentially, the DEA, the federal government, all these guys, they pretty much did it without a warrant almost all the time, even local police, and they got away with it because it technically wasn't spying on phones, which is complete and total hogwash. Well, the device now, this new one, that they're using is called nicknamed the Dirt Box, which is real nice, DRT13013. And the device was purchased with, of course, drug asset forfeiture money from Digital Receiver Technology, yes, Inc., and it's designed to locate cell phones within a certain range by emulating a cell tower. The specific model obtained by the Texas National Guard is capable of intercepting and recording phone calls in real time. A leaked U.S. government catalog of cell phone surveillance obtained by the Intercept in 2015 noticed that the DRT, nicknamed the Dirt Box, can locate up to 10,000 targets at one time and can process multiple analog and digital wiring devices all at the same time. The Observer notes that the Dirt Boxes were installed on two RC-26 surveillance planes used for counter-narcotic operations. Now, the question has begun to arise over the legality of the Texas National Guard actions given the intended role and mission scope. The Texas National Guard is a military force on the governor's command, not law enforcement, nor drug enforcement agency. It is unclear under what legal authorities the State Guard would be operating to conduct electronic eavesdropping. When questioned by the Observer, the Texas National Guard reportedly refused to explain how or if it obtained a warrant prior to using these devices. Government agencies who have purchased similar technology in the past have pointed to non-disclosure agreements with the manufacturers as reasonings for keeping knowledge of the device hidden from the public. This happened all the time with the Stingray. If they had the contract, they had to completely sign all these non-disclosures. So they literally, if anything got brought up, they could not say anything about it. And it looks to me like the Texas National Guard is wrapped up in this with the DEA, which again is also one of the most corrupt government agencies, right next there to ATF, and in my opinion, right underneath the CIA. And I continue, these DRT boxes are far more capable than the old Stingrays, the Austin-based attorney Scott McConnell told the Observer. He said the old Stingrays were never able to capture content either. This box can. The new ones get everything, and they get it on a much larger scale. Even the ACLU has found that law enforcement in at least 24 states now is currently employing this technology. This is one of those things that we know they spy on us. We try to do the best we can to figure a way how to stop it. It doesn't work. A lot of these guys are completely out of control with what they think they have the ability to do to the American population. And for the Texas National Guard to be complicit now with the DEA and attaching these to two surveillance planes, I really, really hope we can get this news story to go viral by the Observer, and we can get some answers on why the National Guard, that's under the control of the governor, thinks they have the ability to work with federal agents and snooping on American citizens. I don't think for any way, shape, or form they have any legal or constitutional rights in order to perform this, Dad, even if they have a warrant, because that is not the purpose for the National Guard. They are not a police agency, nor are they a drug enforcement agency. They're the National Guard of Texas, so I have no idea how they're pulling this off legally.
Well, it's just more. It's called the Enabling Act. You know, we like to refer to it as, yeah, the Patriot Act. No, it's the Enabling Act. It's the exact same act that Hitler had passed when the Reichstag was set fire by the German people. This is what it is. It's called the Enabling Act, or we call it the Patriot Act. It's 1,500 pages that have been pre-written before 9/11. This is what this is. that's almost verbatim to what the Enabling Act was with Nazi Germany basically taking control and turning Nazi Germany into a police state. That's what we have here. I remember how mad I got, Austin, you remember, because you were like 13, 14 years old when 9/11 happened, and you remember how angry I got when the Enabling Act or the Patriot Act was passed. And I said, they don't understand. Congress is doing a knee-jerk. It's shock doctrine. Look it up. Shock doctrine is what this is. They're giving it, putting us in such shock that we're willing to accept anything. And I said, absolutely not. We don't even know who did 9/11. We don't even know what happened with 9/11. And, of course, now we know it was rogue agents of our government, the CIA, the Mossad, that were all involved in 9/11. We know that now. I mean, it's all, you got to be living on a rock if you don't know that. And see, here's the thing. I was watching a video last night. You guys need to watch this. It's a pretty interesting video. And it was a documentary, and it said a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. And another video that was done by the same guy was called Astronauts Run Wild. Astronauts Going Wild or whatever. And it was interesting because he put both these videos out, and he made the supposition that perhaps that part of the moon landing was fake, maybe the whole moon landing was fake, perhaps the moon landing never occurred with the Apollo program, which I have doubts about that personally. I believe that we've been to the moon, I believe that very sincerely, but I believe it was different technology. I believe we still continually go there. I'll be honest with you, if you want to get me pushed into a corner and ask me about that, I believe we've done that and continue to do that with our advanced breakaway civilization that we have. But he was saying that he did this video, basically a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. You can watch it online for free. And he said he's gotten death threats. And he said he has college professors, Austin, that have told him, even if Neil Armstrong was still alive or one of these other astronauts was still alive and he got on national TV and they said the entire Apollo program was faked as part of a Cold War stunt under Richard Nixon and Lyndon Johnson and that we really never went to the moon, he said that he has had college professors tell him they would not believe the astronauts themselves. And that they have threatened to kill him, kill his family, because he said that it's maybe plausible that we didn't go to the moon in that fashion. Now, guys, here's the thing I'm trying to point out here. There are people out there that are so brainwashed because of the mass media, it doesn't matter if you tell them the truth. The Bible says there's a veil that's been placed around them that prevents them from seeing or understanding the truth. This is the problem that we have today, Austin, when people don't understand what the media does to them and what TV sets do when they put you into an alpha and theta brainwave state and they program you and they do mass hypnotism on you. That's what's going on right now with the American population, why they're so incredibly ignorant and they're not wanting to believe anything. Let me give you another example. This is a story that just came out again. A few years ago, I had to have a MRI done on my left shoulder. And I went to a place over in Winter Haven and they wanted to give me galladium, which is a heavy metal, and it's basically it's a contrasting agent. They said, well, we have to give you this injection. I said, why do you have to give me an injection and do an MRI? Well, we're going to inject a contrasting agent into you. And my response was, absolutely not. I'm not going to deal with that junk having to go through my – it's a heavy metal. I don't want it in my kidneys, and I don't want it in my liver. And they said, well, you're being silly because there's no proof that that does that. I said, sure it is. Charles Norris and his wife Jenna Norris, Charles has given up his movie career now because his 54-year-old mother of two is now suffering from nerve pain and kidney problems because she was given galenium before she was given an MRI scan. He says, I've given up my entire career, my whole life is about keeping her alive because of all the side effects she has now with all of the kidney and nerve pain that she's been suffering with for close to a decade now after she received the contrast agent. So that's what this show is all about. This show is about helping everyone who's listening right now that we are going to tell you the truth to the best of our ability. That's why we bring you the latest health research and world news. By the way, Trump also says in the UK Daily Mail that he hopes to God that he never has to attack North Korea, but he insists he's prepared to defend the U.S. and its allies using the full range of our unmatched military capabilities. Guys, North Korea is a failed state. No way that we should be going to war with them ever. We just need to put our missile defense system around them and basically shoot down anything they put up, which we have the capability of doing. One more story, and let Austin take over again. Harvey Weinstein used ex-Mossad agents. You heard me right. Harvey Weinstein used ex-Mossad agents as an army of spies to gather details about the personal lives and history, sexual histories of dozens of actresses and journalists, and one tricked Rose McGowan for months using an alias of women's rights activist. Now, here's why I'm saying this. I'm telling you this. I don't know any ex-Mossad agents. It's like ex-CIA agents. They don't exist, okay? they're either Mossad or they're CIA. They never really retire from that. They're always part of that because of their disclosure things they have to sign. Now, what's interesting about this is, how in the world does he know Mossad agents? Well, I'll tell you how Harvey knows Mossad agents, because the entire Hollywood satanic, Kabbalist, ritual sacrifice, sex-dominating, homosexually controlled mess in Hollywood is controlled through the Rothschild banking cartel, and Tel Aviv is the number one homosexual destination in the world and was voted repeatedly as the number one gay-friendly capital in the world. Guys, this is what people need to understand, who these guys are with Mossad, who these guys are with the CIA, and how these secret organizations involve themselves in people's lives. I mean, how in the world did this guy know ex-Mossad agents, and how was he able to elicit their help, or enlist their help to basically to find out all these secrets about all these people? This is some crazy stuff that's coming out right now about Hollywood, Austin. And Ted Gunderson tried to bring this out in the late 90s about the ritual sacrificial network of Hollywood, and he could never get any mainstream traction on it. Finally, he ended up dying of cancer. Whether that was a natural occurring cancer it was given to him, I don't know. But he was a former head of the FBI for Los Angeles County, and he discovered this underground satanic pedophile network that was running Hollywood. Now, remember, these guys are also answering to the same druidic priests, druids. They go all the way back to Genesis chapter 6, all the way back through the Dark Ages, thousands and thousands of years ago with Stonehenge, etc. That's the same group of people, the same Baal-worshipping, Moloch-worshipping, low-life people of human sacrifice and children's sacrifice that have been running the planet through the fallen angel technology for thousands and thousands of years since Genesis chapter 6. That's how this whole thing ties together all the way back to the beginning. Guys, it's so important that we keep pressure on this Mossad stuff that's going on with Hollywood and this deep-seated secret stuff that's going on, and we encourage our Congress people to start doing interview or to start doing investigations into what's happening out there. Guys, it's so important we don't let this go and not put this in our rearview mirror and allow them to start doing more and more false flags like the shooting in this church to try to get the mainstream news to stop talking about what's happening out in Hollywood, Austin. What do you think?
Oh, you nailed it on the head, man. And I said that yesterday to everybody, too. I said, does everybody think it's really coincidence that all this stuff's been hitting mainstream with Hollywood? This Saudi incident, this weekend hit, the incidents with Hillary and all this stuff coming out now is all going mainstream. And now all of a sudden we have this unbelievably just vile act of violence, this shooting in Texas on Sunday. This is what they do. It's multifaceted. A, they want to use it as an excuse to push more gun laws, ban bump stocks, ban magazines, do everything they can to take away our ability to defend ourselves. Then on the second aspect of it, it provides them with cover so it can obfuscate what's really going on. And now the mainstream media focuses on this shooting now instead of everything else that's going on as well. Also, too, there's one thing that, you know, we've talked about a few times, but I wanted to bring it up again with the AI. There's an article from the Daily Beast today that I found was pretty wild, and it talked about, the title was The New Religions Obsessed with AI, and it goes on in detail. It's a long article, so I'm not going to go through all of it, but it goes on to say about the emerging tech-connected faiths now that are coming out with a lot of these guys that are in involved with it, all the way through Google, with Tesla, all these weirdo guys that are trying to push this automated systems, that are trying to push this giant AI technology, that are trying to push the robotics, that are trying to push the transhumanism, that are trying to mend machine and man together and essentially elevate machines and AI on a godlike pedestal to start worshiping them. This is serious, and it's going on now. A recent revelation from The Wired shows that Anthony Lewandowski, who's a lead engineer who pioneered the self-driving car at Waymo, which is a subsidiary of Google's parent company, Alphabet, founded his own AI-based religion now called Way of the Future. The Way of the Future in Lewandowski has not returned to a request for comment, but according to Wired, the mission of the new religion is to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence and through understanding and worship of the Godhead to contribute to the betterment of society, end quote. That is what they are trying to promote now with this religion. And there's multiple other ones in this article that goes into detail that are right along the same path, that these guys literally want to create this transhumanism, AI, godlike character that they can worship and they can mount on this pedestal now, and that's what they're trying to push into the mainstream. This is why I've been so adamant and so leery about the artificial intelligence that is growing so rapidly now, and they're releasing this stuff so quickly into the mainstream media, including the autonomous vehicles, because once this stuff gets to a certain level, it's going to be a point where they've talked about this before. We talked about an article on this about 4 or 5 months ago, where the analytics, the monitoring, they literally can set stuff up now on Facebook and the analytics with the AI, with phone calls, with people you would take photos with, everything, that they can actually start to predict and figure out, the AI can, what you're going to do before you even do it now, before you even realize you're going to do it. They will already have the prediction model set in place with the analytics they have, to the point where the AI is literally going to be smarter than we are, and the fact that they can figure out what we're going to do before we can do it. This is what they're trying to promote. This is what they're trying to push on the American population, Dad. And in my opinion, and I know yours as well, this is going to be a huge prevalent aspect of the New World Order in the coming years.
Well, the AI technology, the D-Wave computer, the inventor said it's like standing at the altar of an alien god. That's his quote, direct quote. Now, what's interesting about this is an interdimensional interface. They don't even know how the stupid thing works. I kid you not, it was given to them by, I'm sure, more fallen angel or extraterrestrial technology or whatever you guys want to call it. You know, pick your name on that. This is an interdimensional interface into Lucifer's lair himself. This is to allow them to tie into your DNA, which is has a Tesla transformer coil. It's called our double helix DNA, and it is a transmitter. And they want to be able to transmit our life energy codes, our DNA, our frequency into this AI, so we can be targeted more efficiently and controlled more efficiently through certain electronic means of warfare. They want to tie us directly into the AI because the AI is a pseudonym, it's a fake name for Lucifer himself in his dimension. They're trying to get us all locked in so they can control all of our thoughts, all of our actions, all of the time, so it will be as it was in Genesis chapter 6, where the thoughts of every man were evil all of the time. That's the goal of this entire thing, to bring in this new world order, to bring in their serpent god from the pit, to turn us into this giant country, this giant world of complete and total immorality, which is what they started back in the 60s when they took God out of the schools. And they've continued to do that now for the past 50, 60, 70 years. And guys, it's going to be only going to get worse and worse and worse as long as these guys remain in power. The good news is that the Rothschild boys have taken a big hit now, that the Clinton-Bush crime cabal has been exposed. So I'm glad that these things are happening, and we contribute a lot of that to our prayer and to the alternative media. By the way, interesting article, the fasting diet can keep you young. Harvard study explains how plans like the 5-2, which means you eat for 5 days, fast for two, protect your cells from aging. Intermittent fasting keeps a part of the cell that greatly influences aging healthier for longer. In fact, it's called the mitochondria, and it helps the energy of the cell. This is also known as systematic under-eating, and it's been shown for years and years and years to clean out the body, allow the body to remove impurities. Now, if you're concerned about maintaining lean muscle mass and all those types of things, systematic under-eating is better than straight fasting because of the loss of protein when you do the straight fasting. I've done both. I've done approximately a dozen 7-day fasts personally. My wife has also over the years, in which you simply don't eat anything for 7 days, and you do a colonics twice a day, morning and evening, along with supplements. And you basically get pretty weak after about the first 3 or 4 days. You start feeling a lot better. And by day 7, you're feeling pretty clear and you got a lot of energy. The Bible says it this way, that if you fast, your healing will quickly appear. So fasting has its purposes, but primarily for people that are having problems with their health and need to be on a fast. But systematic under-eating is better for you. In other words, if you want to eat 3,000 calories a day, you'd probably be better off eating 2,500 calories a day and allow your body not to have to process that much food. Because remember, it requires a lot of energy to process food from your body. Also remember, the food that you process needs to have a high nutrient density, like our supplements and protein powders and living fuels and things that we have here at the office, because what it allows your body to do is to absorb the nutrients with less energy to absorb those nutrients. Let me give you an example. If you eat a 1-pound steak, you may get X amount of thousands of calories from it, but may require 40 or 50% of the calories that it gives you just to digest it. So your net energy increase is not as high as what you need, and you'll get tired very quickly when you're eating foods on a regular basis that require lots of energy to digest. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for staying with us for the last 3 weeks while I've been on vacation. Guys, I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for getting your multiple vitamins from us and getting your protein powders and all of your supplements from us and your water distillers and all of the things. Guys, thank you for allowing us to do the show, straight talk, straight news, without having to talk much about supplements or supporting Health Masters. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for getting your supplements from us again. I appreciate you all. Austin, I'll do the write-up, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless you. I appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Sounds good, brother. I got it. Yes, guys, we thank you for everything. And, yeah, thank you for all the support you continue to give us in the emails. I appreciate all the stuff you guys send us all the time. It's always very nice to get positive emails, especially you guys put them in some of the order comments, too, whenever you're placing the order. That's always pretty cool because that way the whole staff can see them, essentially, when we print the invoices out. And everybody, you know, just makes everybody feel appreciated some, which is an awesome feeling. But be sure to check the website out at healthmasters.com. As always, we have lots of specials on there, lots of discounts, lots of kits. So for everybody that's always asking if we have any discounts or kits, yes, we do. They're on the website every single day. Check them out. We have all kinds of different kits that we've thrown together that a lot of people buy, and, you know, bundles. So we put those together and discount them 5, 10, 15% sometimes. We have the Alpha Male Stack, the Maximum Energy Kit, which the Maximum Energy Kit has been a very, very popular one because that's our B-Complex, our Cortisol Buster, our Ultimate Multiple, and basically our what's the other one that's on there? The Adrenal Support, excuse me. So those four right there are a really, really good combo to really supercharge your energy. Also, be sure if you want to try just the Cortisol Buster by itself, that's on sale right now till tomorrow morning as product of the week. It's for about $37 a bottle, over 7% off. And so you can also, too, vote on the next product that you want to win tomorrow. Our Ultimate Multiple that you guys love so much, that's actually winning right now. So if you want to confirm that, make sure you go on the website and vote for that to make sure it goes on sale. I'm sure a lot of people are going to stockpile on that. But we appreciate you guys. Thank you for all the support. If you need anything, email us at healthmasters.com, or you can call us on our 1-800 number at 1-800-726-1834. We're here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, to answer all your questions and help you out with any of your needs, guys. So we appreciate you. We love you. You guys have a blessed, safe night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.